Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com, honoring Cully Welter, who spent 11 years in Aledo, being inducted into the Illinois High School Football Coaches Association Hall of Fame. And Darren Blazer played for Coach Welter on teams that advanced to the state championship in 2005 and 2006. Just first up, you know, kind of the observation of a well-deserved honor for Coach Welter. I don't think it's a big surprise that he's going into the Illinois High School Football Coaches Association Hall of Fame. A lot of people probably saying, what took so long?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I think if there's anyone that's deserving to be in that type of Hall of Fame ceremony, it's absolutely him. He's done a lot of great things in his professional life and everything else.
Well, I know, you know, when we, like, sometimes see these, like, Hollywood portrayals of high school football programs, we kind of see win at all cost mentality, and maybe you see some of that in the Hollywood representation, that basically you have to do these things to get victories. And it's a completely another thing when you're able to kind of do it, and I guess do it with class, if you understand what I'm saying. I mean, for me, it seemed like it wasn't win at all costs for him, but basically he won all the time. So he had something figured out, I think.
Yeah, no, I think he just did it the right way. I think that we, you know, I was just talking to him last week, and we kind of reminisce sometimes, and I tell him that we always wanted to, you know, please him. And I think it just had something to do with the way he came off, and he was a fair individual, and that could be a positive or a negative, depending on what he was being fair about. And when it comes to conditioning, he was fair, and he got the most out of you. So, I think it's a unique quality that some people have, and he definitely has that trait.
All right. So, a few memories that you have of him. I guess, was there anything that really just made you mad one day that he said to you, or, you know, when you look back on, you know, on the coaching player relationship, where, you know, he was able to flip the switch? I guess I'll just segue to you, and you share some of your observations.
Sure. Yeah. No, I think there's not a day, or, you know, you never don't get mad at a coach, but with him, it was different because, you know, no matter how mad you were at him, he never wanted to make you quit. And like I said, you always wanted to please him, and not just him. We had a great coaching staff. I mean, him and Hassan were a duo, that, and Neil Thompson and all those guys. But you never wanted to let him down. So it's unique for a high school kid to almost feel like they deserve the punishment or the conditioning that they're getting, because you truly believe that he had the best. He was looking out for you the best as possible. So, you know, yeah. So that kind of goes into some of my personal stories, and these are unique punishments that he's came up with, not just to me, but our team. So the first one has to deal with Rusty Ruggles, and it was in track season, and we were going to a Ben Folds concert, which meant I was going to miss track practice, which was a conditioning day. So he said, okay, if you're going to go to this concert, I'm going to make you run an 800 at the next track meet. And I'm a sprinter. I don't run long distance or mid distance like that. And so we go to the track meet, and I don't know what I'm doing. I just go out there and I try to run. And there's actually going against a really good 800, a top five qualifier in state from Westmer. And, you know, the first lap, I just kind of stroll away, you know, and he's kind of on me like, you better get going. And so I think I'm down by, you know, almost 200 meters in the second lap. And I run back and I lose by, I don't know, a quarter of an inch to this kid that's qualifying for state. And I ended up running, you know, a really, really good time. And I could tell that he was, I'd say, annoyed that it was supposed to be a punishment for me, and it ended up being kind of a success story and kind of just something fun like that. But, you know, that was one fun moment that I got to share with him. And I remember my junior year, homecoming week on a Thursday, or maybe it was a Wednesday or Thursday, and we were just having an awful practice. We had Orion coming up, and the big game, and they were, you know, a really good team then. And we ended up running 18 hills, I think, that day. And the most we ever ran was like six, maybe seven. So we had run six, and he'd say, go get a drink of water, come back. And another set of six. Came back, run another set of six. And we didn't know how long this was going to last. And I think that lasted about the last hour of our practice, which was kind of crazy. But You know, like I said, there's a lot of unique stories like that of making people cry, but they, you know, he's going to take this as in like making them look bad, but it was all in good heart. And he was definitely looking out for the best of you.
Yeah, and, you know, I've talked about this with several kids. You know, the theme is investment that coaches have in kids. And kids are smart enough. You knew at that time of your life when you played, you're smart enough to realize of what coaches were really sincerely invested in your life. And that can be tough to determine when you're, you know, 15, 16, or 17. But I think he was able to, I know when I talked to Logan Willits about this, he had that figured out, I think, in the very early stages when he came to Aledo, because I know how kids, I call them kids, but adults still speak about him today. That's called investment in one's life.
You know, it's funny because coaching at Mercer County this year, I was able to talk to him on a weekly basis and kind of run ideas past him, and he was able to shine some light on some things that I was going through with some players. And I look back at it now, you know, and you don't really realize that as a player, but, you know, he'll admit that, I mean, he still thinks that he didn't do something right. He called the wrong play and it'll eat at him forever, you know, but I could still attest to my friends saying that this is no disrespect to my parents or any of their parents, but we always said we almost wanted to please him more than we did our parents. We're always worried about what he thought. And he said to me, you know, that was my biggest concern too, is did I let you guys down? And so it's just he's a unique human being, and I'm luckier than anyone to say I was able to play underneath him, coach with him, and just be a friend to him.
Well, and as I wrap up here with Darren Blazer, you know, when I was just recalculating kind of his era, you know, 113-22.
It's not bad.
113-22 in 11 years, 3 state titles, mm-hmm. and 2 state runner-up finishes. You know, and I know the type of guy he is he'll take responsibility for the 22 losses, yeah. And when you ask him about the 113 victories, he'll say, well, I had a lot of good players, Taylor, and I got a lot of good coaching staff. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's the perfectionist coming out at him or what.
I think it is. And, you know, all those good seasons, I mean, there was my junior year, we made a run to state that I don't think a lot of people expected, but after our first game against, like, a CICS Longwood team that, like, maybe even their first or second year of playing football, and we won by 40 points or whatever it was, but he claimed that we wouldn't win a game that year. After that game, you know, we won't win another game. We can't win a game in the Olympic Conference. And so it's just funny how, you know, he is a perfectionist, and he expects that from his players too. And I think that's – and it's not just throughout a season. It's throughout their life. I still talk to him about everything that's going on in my life. He's always concerned. He's always asking about other people. And that's just his personality.
All right. Darren Blazer, class of 2007 – at Aledo High School. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll have more on WRMJ and WRMJ.com in a moment.